And I'm John Patrick, in with Matty Diaz. I'm so glad you were able to make it today, Matty.
So glad that I'm sitting here.
Yeah, I'm a fan, and I love this this new record, Plastic Moon, and I know you're playing Sawyer Point tonight, the big Bunbury Festival.
Yeah, it's going to be hot and saucy out there.
Playing it all alone, too. No
all
band.
All alone, all by myself. I mean, like, the more bodies around you on stage, like in, you know, summer heat festival, it gets kind of weird up there. So.
That's probably true.
Solo can keep it a little bit cleaner and cooler sometimes.
Never thought of it like that. You want to go into one here?
I'd
right
love
now?
To, yeah.
It's Matty Diaz on WNKU.
Show up again.
Matty Diaz on WNKU. Wow, really good stuff. And Plastic Moon, the name of the new CD. Check her out at mattydiaz.com. And you said you're heading home for the first time in how long?
2.5 months.
Wow.
I know, it's been a long time. It's pretty bizarre.
Home is Nashville now?
Home is actually, I just moved to California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where at?
I moved to Los Angeles. I did it.
You did it. You just went for it, huh?
It's big, man.
It is.
It's a big city.
And you were in Philadelphia, and just, we'll mention this. This was a long time ago, but you are in the documentary Rock School when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you did go to the School of Rock. Was that kind of cool?
It was okay.
Learn a lot there?
High school, yeah, man. It was fun. Play with your friends all the time.
But then you moved on to Berklee.
I did.
Which, a lot of famous classmates? A few?
Not yet. I mean, I think so. I mean, everyone's really doing well, which is really wonderful. You know, like, you know, a friend of mine, Charlie Worsham, just, you know, is about to put out his first record with, I can't remember, some big label, though, one of the bigger ones. And then, you know, what's that band? Carmen with the K, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good. Or Nick was a good friend of mine for a while. And yeah, everyone seems to really be like doing music, which is really awesome. You know, like there are a lot of people, and I've got a lot of friends that, you know, moved on to other things and not necessarily music or music business or, you know, art or whatever they're doing. And it's really fun to, like, the ones that are still doing, you know, all of us that still have our heads down and that are like stubbornly refusing to go away.
Just to get into that school is a pretty big deal, isn't it? I mean, and you enjoyed your time there, Berklee?
I loved it. I mean, I think it depended on when you entered. I think the year after me, they started finally auditioning people. I think for a while they were just kind of like,
oh, come on in.
Taking right. stuff.
Yeah.
But thank you. That's nice.
You know who you resemble a little bit in spending time in Boston? Sarah Borges. Are you familiar with her?
Man, yeah. I have a friend that's like that was mega into Sarah Borges for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, she's great. So, I mean,
maybe romantically. Who knows?
That's a compliment, though.
Thank you. To
have a whole Sarah Borges thing going on. She is. Yeah, she comes by here a lot. Whenever she's in town, she always stops by. And you have this picture on your guitar. You want to explain that? It's so cute. And you have a little heart.
I found a crappy Polaroid camera before Kyle and I, my guitar player and co-writer, left Boston and stumbled upon a whole bunch of really cheap film before, like, it, you know, started to really disappear and blow up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took a million pictures when we first moved to Nashville, and that's me and Kyle as total babies. Like, how old are we? 22 and 26 when we first moved to Nashville. Nope, 23 and 25.
So the picture's on the guitar, and you've got a heart, so guys, she's taken. So
I'm not, though.
You're not.
No, he's it is confusing, though. I like hearts, though, and
okay.
I love Kyle. I love hearts and I love Kyle, and they're both on my guitar.
That's awesome,
right? Yeah. I don't know, not by him.
And you love your guitar.
I love my guitar.
Then who's out with Mindy Smith?
Kyle's out with Mindy.
This
guy
is
out
that
with
is
Mindy
Kyle.
Smith.
And then, of course, Mindy Smith went to Cincinnati Bible College here, and then went to Nashville and did pretty well for herself.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's done all right.
She still is like one of my writing idols. She's just absolutely massive, and you know, it was such an honor for me. She asked me to sing on her last record, not this last one, but the one before that. And so it was so crazy to like move to Nashville and like have total like songwriting crush on Mindy Smith. It's like, you know, she's a big deal. Like, she is a big deal.
She's awesome.
And she called me, and I had like, I dropped everything that I was doing, had like a tiny panic attack before I went over, and then went over and sang on one of her songs. She's awesome.
I met her in the best way in a beer line at her concert.
She's
hilarious. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's a good way to meet her.
Yeah, she had just played, and then a friend of mine, I said, hey, you know, I miss Mindy Smith. She said, well, she's standing right there. And yeah, we got some beer together. We had some kind of mutual acquaintances, too. So we hung out, yeah.
She's awesome.
She's awesome. And,
she's
and
so
I
fun.
Know Bob the Engineer is a fan, and she comes by a lot. Whenever she's in town, she always stops by, too. But yeah, Mindy Smith, good stuff. You've got a new record coming out.
I do.
Soon.
I do. I haven't even told anybody yet, really.
And this one just came out, so.
Yeah, February. You know,
well, February,
we're just pumping them out. We have a lot of songs kind of on the back, or that have been on the back burner, kind of sizzling for a while. So we're looking to put this one out in mid-October, which, you know, we're about to announce another tour that will be from mid-October to, like, late November. So it'll be available.
That's awesome.
Tour. Yeah.
It's Matty Diaz in the studio with us playing the big Bunbury Festival, which is in full swing right now. And you go on tonight, 6:30-ish, we think.
I believe.
I've got it right here.
I know that I'm doing. Playing, for sure.
You're definitely playing.
I'm definitely here.
And, you're on at 6 o'clock tonight. And look for her on the CMC stage. There's six stages out there, but Sawyer Point, and it's just you. So
just me.
It's all right out there.
Just me. And super early so I can, you know, get all my beer drinking out of the way.
Right. It'll be all good.
Later. It'll be perfect.
Maddie Diaz in the studio. Check her out at MaddieDiaz.com. And you're going to do at least another one here, right?
Yeah, this is the one that I wrote about you.
Yeah, this is about me. It's all about me.
It's all about you. No, you don't see the danger. You say the good only die young. And there's a crowd growing out there, waiting for the starting gun. And I got a bad feeling about it. I know you hate to back down. Is there some part of you listening? Johnny, don't race tonight. I feel your heartbeat racing while the engines come alive. And Johnny, what are you chasing? And will there ever be a finish line?
True story of Johnny from Matty Diaz. And that really, was the guy's name Johnny?
It wasn't.
It was not. His name, no. But it's based on a real person.
It's based on a real person, and I'll never tell anyone his name. He's got a really unique name, so like he would totally know that it's about him. He probably knows that it's definitely about
Word's
him.
Word's probably gotten out. It's a guy in Boston. It was a guy in Boston. We know that, right?
Yeah, totally. Yep. Okay. It was a guy in Boston.
And you said he raced his bike a little too fast?
He raced his bike around. You know, I dated this guy that just rode his bike like a motorcycle. It was terrifying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, kind of hot.
Right.
All at the same time. He rolls his eyes. Yeah, right. Okay. It's absolutely rollable.
Kind of a bad boy thing.
It's a bad boy thing.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit off the air. Matty Diaz on WNKU. Catch her tonight at Sawyer Point. And, you know, I know you've had some placement in some TV shows, ABC and Lifetime and stuff. Do you notice a difference when you go out and play live and people?
I actually do. And it's funny because I never thought that I would. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I actually do. And some people have found those songs miraculously on YouTube or on, you know, like Pretty Little Liars or Army Wives or what have you. And people watch TV. They do.
And go to live shows, though, too.
And go to live. It's crazy. Right, exactly. Like, to actually hear a song and then chase it down and then go to a show, that's three levels of things that you have to do.
Right.
It's amazing. Yeah, there's hope.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you meet people like that, I'm sure, that didn't know about you, but then they, like you said, they go through the three steps and end up at the show.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's really wonderful because it makes you feel like something is right.
Somebody's paying attention.
Anything is right.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Maddie Diaz in the studio. You got time for another one here?
I'd love to, yeah.
Plastic Moon's the name of the new CD, a new one coming out by the end of the year, maybe?
Absolutely by the end of the year. We're shooting for mid-October.
Good. Can't wait. Maddie Diaz, catch her tonight at the Big Bunbury Festival. Goes on at 6 on the CMC stage at Sawyer Point. It's Maddie Diaz on WNKU. Maddie Diaz on WNKU. Thanks for stopping by, Maddie.
Thanks for having me.
Playing tonight, Sawyer Point, the big CMC stage at 6 o'clock. Yeah, you go on early and, you know, can have a few drinks and check out some cool acts.
Check them all out.
You got it,
man. I'm just hanging.
That's right. Thanks for coming by. We look forward to the new record. The current one is Plastic Moon, and MaddieDiaz.com, best way to check you out.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks for coming by. Maddie Diaz on WNKU.